Welcoming to the show, it's Leif Wellhaven. We're getting ready with the Laurel Exchange Club. We got their second annual healing field display. This is going to start tomorrow, and that'll go through Saturday. It's out at the South Elementary School on South 5th out in Laurel. And thanks for a few minutes. Good morning. Welcome to the show, Leif.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Hey, no problem at all. We got a few minutes here. Want to talk about the healing field. We'll get underway tomorrow. But I just wanted to, if you could talk about the Laurel Exchange Club a little bit. Of course, I'm kind of familiar with exchange clubs. If we've seen the Freedom Shrines and things like that. But if you want to talk a bit about the club, maybe some of the community projects you're involved in.
Absolutely. Yeah, the exchange clubs serve we call America's Premier Service Club. We serve really four basic things. It's really pretty simple. We serve kids and youth. Anything to do with kids and youth, we're involved in.
Okay.
Obviously, we're very involved in the community efforts, community service projects. The third one will be veterans. Anything to do with veterans and Americanism, and then the fourth one is the prevention of child abuse. So those are the four main things that we really focus our time, talents, and energies into. And so, like you said, a lot of people have seen the Freedom Shrines that we install in schools.
You bet.
Federal buildings, those types of things. And then, of course, a lot of people have probably seen some of our folks out at the Metra and out at the fair serving adult beverages.
Yep.
We have that contract out there. And then the Laurel Club, the last couple of years, this being the second year, hosts what they call the Healing Field.
Yeah, Leif, where did the idea come for this?
So exchange clubs have been doing these healing fields across the country, for several years, and they call them several different things. Some people call them a healing field. Some groups will call them a field of flags or, fields of honor.
Sure.
We decided to go with the healing field and focus it over 9/11. Obviously, the word healing, really fits for that event, obviously, that happened, so long ago now.
But, yeah.
Obviously, a dark day in our country's history with terrorists trying to divide our country and take us down a lot of heroes stepped up that day and have been stepping up, for years ever since and long before, too. And so we love to honor, fire and policemen and EMTs and all those types of folks. Of course, our military. And
you bet.
Of course, even on 9/11, a lot of everyday citizens stepped up and were heroes.
Leif Wellhaven's with. We're talking about the annual Healing Field display that'll start tomorrow. This will be out in Laurel. Absolutely amazing looking at this. It's got to take a while to set up, I'm thinking. You're getting some help behind the scenes.
We are. We've got the Boy Scout troops, National Guard, some church groups, all kinds of volunteers are stepping up because it's 1,000 6-foot-tall flags that are laid out in a grid across a large field.
All right.
I know you've seen the photos and things like that.
You
and
bet.
So it does. It's quite an undertaking. We'll start on that this afternoon and start setting up that field. It probably takes about 6 to 8 hours just to set it up.
Yeah, we've got can I do an opening and a closing ceremony to kind of open this up and then wrap it up?
Opening ceremonies will be 9/11, which is tomorrow. It starts at 6 p.m. and we'll have some different speakers and some different people singing and some different groups participating. And then, of course, we've got the wrapping up of the ceremonies on the 14th as well. And then in between each day, we also have different ceremonies, different speakers, just different folks coming to help us out with that. But we'll have, I think Wednesday, I believe, and Thursday, we've got most all of the students from Laurel, all those schools will be coming out to see the field. And of course, it's lit up at night. So we really encourage people to come out during the day, during the night, take some photos. Honor our country, and then they have an opportunity to buy what they call, I call a tag, and it's buy about a 4-inch by 4-inch waterproof piece of paper that we attach to a flag, and they can honor somebody that's a hero to them. Maybe a past military person or a family member or whatever, and so we allow them to honor those folks, and so there'll be several hundred people out there just purchasing tags and honoring people, and obviously all the money that's raised from this event, we've got a lot of corporate sponsors as well as the tag selling, goes to veterans organizations, hometown troops there in Laurel.
Great.
The Big Brothers, Big Sisters program there in Laurel. So just a great cause.
You bet it is. And, before we let you go here, appreciate the time. I'm still looking for some volunteers, especially maybe today or maybe Saturday to help take those flags down.
Oh, gosh, you're singing here. Absolutely. That's the answer to prayer. They can go to the Healing Field page on Facebook. They just look up Laurel Healing Field and they'll find it, or the Laurel Exchange Club and they'll find it as well. And they can contact us, and or if they just want to show up, we'll put them to work. But yeah, you're right. It's right there next to South Pond there at in Laurel, just off the interstate there. So very easy to find. We'll be there, you know, majority of the week, and look forward to people coming out and helping us celebrate our heroes.
All righty, Leif. Well, we appreciate what you're doing. Of course, the Laurel Exchange Club throughout the year around the community with the kids and more. And, of course, with this healing field, we'll invite everybody out starting out tomorrow. We'll have the that reception getting underway. Maybe the opening ceremony is right around 6. Is that right?
Yep, that's perfect.
All righty. Leif, thanks for coming on today.
Thanks for the time.
You betcha. You betcha. Take care. Enjoy the fall.
Uh-huh.
All righty. Leif Wellhaven, my guest. Check it out if you get a chance. Second annual Healing Field display starts tomorrow. We'll go through Saturday. Again, that'll be out in Laurel with the Laurel Exchange Club, and still looking for volunteers.